Well, the crisis is sort of that a lot of people who thought they were going to be able to afford their homes are actually not. But one of the other things that we're seeing is that a lot of people took out cash out refinance loans. And so these loans actually grow in their interest rate and people aren't able to keep up with the payments. And that's where they start falling behind.
And so why were people getting these cash out refinancing loans?
In South LA, a lot of people had fixed incomes that they had emergency expenses. Maybe their houses were a little bit older, their kids needed to go to college, things like that. And a popular thing to do a few years ago was to do these refinancing options, which could either, you know, lower your payment, but in some cases you could actually use the equity in your home to take out some money.
And so what happened to them in the heat of the foreclosure crisis?
For example, the main character in the story, Kim Marie, took a cash-out refinance loan. It did have an adjustable rate, so her interest payments were growing. And eventually, it inflated the price of her payment, I think, almost double. And so she couldn't really make that payment anymore. And the unfortunate thing is that there is a program in California called Keep Your Home California, which aims to help people who have limited incomes and are underwater in their mortgage. But unfortunately, people like her aren't eligible for it because they took this cash out refinance loan. And I just talked with the people who run the program yesterday. And unfortunately, that's not something that they are offering to people who did that, which is really putting a sticky situation for a lot of people in South LA.
And so why won't they offer this to the people who took the cash out refinancing loans?
I mean, it's anyone's guess, really, but it could just be that, you know, you can't catch everyone with modifications. It really is for people who have a true hardship. So they have to have done basically nothing wrong to kind of end up in their situation, and they have to show true hardship. And it honestly, the rules kind of are a little bit obscure. That's why they sound obscure when I describe them.
Yeah, I mean, how do you go about proving real hardship? And
people write letters, they have to send statements of their income, unemployment checks.
So it's quite a long process.
Months and years. It takes months and years. And that's kind of the problem, is that people are really, I mean, it's a lot of pressure to live under for months and years if you feel like you're about to lose your home. Unfortunately, that's the only option for a lot of people.